Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Sotirios Stergiopoulos, Chairman of Coiled Therapeutics. Welcome back, Sotirios.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me here, Phil.
Absolutely. So we saw the news that Coiled Therapeutics has appointed Professor Ozgur Sahin, a leading expert in TAC3 biology, as scientific advisor. He'll support the development of AL252, their precision oncology therapy, through key milestones like dose expansion and combination studies in the next year. Sotirios, with Professor Sahin's appointment, what impact do you expect his expertise will have accelerating AL252's clinical progress this year?
Yeah, Phil, great question. But let me just say that we're just formalizing a relationship that's been there. We've been working with Professor Sahin for quite some time on TAC3. And just to make sure that people understand, he is probably the leading expert in TAC3. Papers that have come out of his laboratory and the work that they've done over time, both in combination with us, but then initially when he had first started working on TAC3, is really setting the path to a real understanding about the target itself and its capabilities, and obviously its involvement in cancer, where you can imagine, I mean, you know, having such a person and such a mind on the team is so important for us, because the validity he brings is truly amazing. So, you know, when you look at the papers that have come out of his laboratory, the work that's been done, much of the work in conjunction with us as we've created AO252 and bringing it into the clinic has been absolutely crucial. And it's been amazing to work with such an expert that understands this so well. You know, for us, it's crucial to have him with us. It's an honor and a privilege to work with him. And it's really key for the success of the program as people understand clinically what we're seeing, what the scientific basis of it is.
Absolutely. And I've been trying to sort of break it down for listeners in as simplistic terms as possible, because it is pretty complex. AL252 is designed to identify a specific part of the cancer cell's engine called TAC3. And some cancers rely heavily on this engine part to keep growing and spreading. I guess the aim of the AL252 is to target that weakness and stop the cancer cell from functioning properly, causing it to die, while potentially causing less damage to healthy cells. Is that a fair summation?
It's a great summation, but let me simplify it even one step further. The drug is actually designed not to block the target 100%, but it's specifically designed to have an effect on interactions that TAC3 has with certain proteins that are known to be a huge implicator of cancer, or a huge enhancer of cancer, or an enforcer of cancer. So blocking those interactions specifically allows for the effect that we're seeing currently. But then also, what it doesn't block in TAC3 is our very crucial, I would say, interactions with proteins that are very useful for everyday, for the everyday cells. So allowing us to really be very specific in causing specific protein-protein interaction inhibition allows us to be very, very effective on cancer and still remain a safe drug. I hope that simplified it a little bit.
Yeah. So, Professor Sahin, I'm going to ask you the basic question.
Yeah.
Tell us what TAC3 is.
So you're asking me or Professor Sahin, who's not here yet?
No, I'm asking you, but ultimately, Professor Sahin, did he discover TAC3, or is he just the guy who has had the most research in that area? Well, and what is it?
So that's a great question. So TAC3 was discovered as a protein, what's considered a scaffolding protein. It has crucial effects on normal cellular function. But more importantly, the interactions that it has, part of it is for normal function, part of it is for its involvement in cancer. Number one, when DNA damage occurs in cancer, you know, being able to actually allow for that occurrence of damage of DNA and being part of it, as TAC3 is, inhibiting that gives us an opportunity to be able to clear away any of the bad DNA damage that occurs. That, in essence, is a huge function of what we're doing with TAC3. Then you have an immune component of this, where there's a significant involvement with being able to, let's say, silence the immune system when it comes to cancer. And cancer takes advantage of this, right? Because we know, listen, you may have 50 cancers in your lifetime you'll never know about because the immune system plays a crucial role. Being able to silence the immune system in these situations is what would actually cause cancer to occur. And TAC3 plays a role in that. But by blocking that function, it allows us to be able to enhance the immune system and really cause an effect on the tumor. So these are just two of the functions that TAC3 has. There's so much more that's involved. And really, when we get the opportunity to have the CEO, Sridhar Vempati, as well as Dr. Asghar Shaheen, to tell you more about it, the in-depth that you'll see of the abilities of TAC3 and what we allow to do with AO-252 are quite phenomenal.
So this professor has been working with you for a while anyway.
Yes,
So
about 5 years now almost.
okay, very good. So what made him want to suddenly sort of materialize it, as in this is now I'm attached to these guys at Coil?
Oh no! So we had we've had already the relationship. He was on our advisory board when the asset was in A2A Pharmaceuticals, which was the original company that came up with AO-252. As you remember, in March we did a reverse that allowed us to get into an already existing company called Rocafort, but then we rebranded the company into Coil Therapeutics. Specifically on play on the words from TAC3, which is coiled is involved in there. It is a coiled protein. So we've been working with Dr. Shaheen for a while now. And nonetheless, it's just we just brought him into what we're doing here as well and continuing our elaborate relationship and much more, I would say, intimate work that he's been doing with us throughout this time. So this is just a continuation of an already existing and wonderful relationship.
Very good. So if I'm to look forward, what are we hoping to do in the next number of weeks? And then, we are talking about then patients being involved in this during the summer, I think. So just give people a timetable of how you hope that's going to pan out.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. So we are looking to complete our formulation in the next few weeks, allowing us for the first week of July to have it potentially completed and start dosing new patients with the formulation. Just a reminder to people, the formulation was done to increase the exposure of the drug, as we had seen earlier that the previous formulation was limiting the amount of exposure. And just keep in mind that even though it wasn't an optimal exposure that we saw of the drug, we still had patients with 30% regression of tumor. So what we're looking at here is with the new formulation to have an increased effect on the tumor and maintain our safety profile as we've had so far. So we're looking to have new patients potentially dosed in the first week to 10 days of July, and having by then the new formulation introduced into those patients.
Very good. So it's going to be an exciting summer.
Oh, very much so.
How quickly do we get results from these patients? I mean, how quickly is it affecting them? Is it a one day, one week, one month? How quickly are we seeing that reduction in tumor size?
No, that's great. So it's just a reminder that the way the clinical trial is designed, we get scans after two cycles. Every cycle is 4 weeks. So we would be looking potentially to have readable through imaging effects in 8 weeks from the initial introduction of the new formulation. So at that point, we'd be waiting for two cycles. We'd be getting our imaging and then we'd be able to report.
So the two cycles is they would take some of the drug, and then 4 weeks scan, take some more drugs, 4 weeks scan, and then you can say, okay, this is the impact that we're measuring.
So the first 4 weeks is to make sure that there are no safety issues. And then we continue on the patient with 4 more weeks, and then we do a scan.
Okay, great.
In the RNS, Sotirios, you mentioned combination therapy trials ahead. Can you share any
Yes.
insight on what that type of combinations or cancer types you're targeting first?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just a reminder, though, combination studies, you have to first find what your monotherapy dose is. And this is really what we're working on right now. Once we have that, then we determine a dose that we would be using for combinations. Preclinically, we've seen multiple combinations that we've done, including with chemotherapy and other targeted therapies. And there are some indications that we believe would be able to definitely benefit from. Right now, it could be multiple indications. We're still kind of looking at that. And I'd rather, at this point, just keep it a little bit vague as we're doing a lot of work. The benefit is that we're seeing significant monotherapy work and effect. And so to come up with a combination therapy, we'd have to set a high bar to be able to make sure that we're doing into the right indications and the right doses. So that is the next big milestone that we're hoping to get. And obviously for us, we're very excited. We are looking to do the studies in Australia. It's one of the many places that we're looking at. And obviously for us, we're hoping to get some very encouraging data over time.
Very good. I think on that note, we'll see Sotirios Stergiopoulos, Chairman of Coil Therapeutics. Thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me again, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.